Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Tzadik, mitzvah 290, as we continue with the last, at least of the three, that go together of avodos with a ba'al mum. Says the Torah, same pasuk, chav beis, averos shavur, charosi abelos, all these different types of mumin. Says the Torah, lo sakrivu elo Hashem, do not be makriv these to Hashem. And we learned out from there the isser of shechting a ba'al mum, and the isser of being zorek the dam of a ba'al mum. And finally, we get to the next phrase, v'ishel lo sitnu mehem al mizbeach Hashem. And isha, fire, do not put on the mizbeach Hashem with them. We learn from here the Isser of Haktaras Emurim, says Rashi, as Haras Haktarasan, the Isser of taking the fats of a carbon that was a Balmum and being Makrivit on the Mizbeach, that is the Isser Daraisa that we are talking about today. Rei Sadik, says the Chinuch, Shlonakta Emuri Baal Emumin, Shlonakta Emuri Baal Emumin, Pirish Emurin Kasafti Besir Tzav, look back at Mitzvah Kufla Merches, 138, to remember what exactly are considered the fats that have to be Hukrav. Back in Parshas Vayikra, the Chinuch went through the details of what is considered Chelev, that has to be burned and what is not, and he refers to it here. Yalzen Emar V'Yishelo Zinu Mehem Al Mizbeach, that's this Isser. Says the Chinuch, Inmin Mitzvah Zu Gamkein Ubir Makam Dineh, Kasafti Mitzvah. I've already explained this. The past three mitzvahs have been about the Isra of Zrikas Adam, the Isra of Shechita of the Baal Mum, and finally the Isra of Haktaras Emurim. So I don't have to go into it again. Aval ein lachshov Isra ze im anoagim hayom. Again, he says, I don't think this should apply today. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to be makdir in it, just like he said in the previous mitzvah, just like he said in two mitzvahs ago. So it's interesting, as we pointed out, by Shechita, by Zrika, by Haktara, the Chinuch says explicitly that these do not apply bizman hazeh. When it came to the Isser of putting a mum on a karban, the Chinuch says beferish, this applies always, b'chal makom b'chal zman, but the Isser of Malka, the onesh of Malkus only applies bizman that there is a Beis HaMikdash. The original Isser of Hakdasha's Baal Mum, Reish Pehei, he also said that, but there he says afilu bizman hazeh, that he gets to the controversy with whether you get malchus or not, whether it's yesh bo maisa or not, that he mentioned. But here again, he clearly says that it doesn't apply bizman hazeh haktaras emurin. Here the Minchas Chinuch does not argue like he did in the last mitzvah, because here obviously you need a mizbeach in order to be maktir ba emure ba mum. If you don't have it, you're not going to violate bizman hazeh. So really, the Minchas Chinuch will agree here. A couple of points to note. That is number one. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Temura, where the Gemara learns out that there are two Isurim that are really included in this pasuk. Number one is the Isur of being Maktir, the Emurin, a complete limb, and there the Gemara also learns that an Isur of even if one puts Mixas, even part of a limb. Mishum bal taktiru kulo, mishum bal taktiru mixas, so even part of it. And the Gemara there says you could violate five Isurim at once. If you're Maktash Baal Mum and you go through the whole Avoda, you could get five Isurim, the Gemara says. You could get the Isur of bal takdishu, right? Not to be Maktash it, not to shecht it, not to be Zorik the Dam, that's three. And then the two of bal taktiru kulo, bal taktiru mixas, so you could get five. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says even Kabbalah Sadam. That's interesting to what we were alluding to in the last mitzvah. Kabbalah Sadam is not counted as a separate one. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda here in Temura Davav Mabes counts it as a separate shame Isser. What's interesting is that when the Rambam quotes this Gemara that says you can violate five Averos, and the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says six Averos, the Rambam says you only gonna get four Averos. The Rambam says in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, Hashochid Baal Mum L'Shem Karban Loke, as we spoke about last time, V'chein Azorik Dam Baal Mum and Al Mizbeach Loke, V'chein Amakter Emurei Baal Mum and Al Mizbeach Loke, Shnei Amari quotes our Pasik, Nimseis Lomad, Shem Hikdash Baal Mum V'shachto, V'zorak Damo, V'hikter Emurev Loke, Arba Malkis. Four, the Gemara said five. So why four? So the Kesef Mishnah jumps in and says, don't worry about it. Why do you say four here? Because the Rambam holds that one does not get double malchus for a lav shebeklalos, a lav that includes more than one iser, one is not going to get malchus for. That's the Rambam's lengthy discussion in Shoresh Tess, where he had the Ramban also discusses various isurim that are on the border of lav sheba klos and not lav sheba klos. The Rambam says you don't get double malchus for lav sheba klos. As we've said many times, you only get malchus for a lav that is dumya de lav de chasima. In Parshas Kiseitze, the source for getting malchus is next to the isser of muzzling one's animal, losachsum shar b'disho. So because of, from that limud, from that smichus, we learn that you only get malchus for a lav that's dumya de lav de chasima. Meaning, just like lav de chasima is yeshba maisa, so you only get malchus for yeshba maisa. Just like lav de chasima is not a nitak laasei, you cannot be fixed by an asei, so too, you only get malchus for a lav that's not nitak laasei. Just like a lav de chasima is not nitan lasaras misas bezdin, you're never going to get misa for lav de chasima, so too, you do not get malchus for a lav she nitan lasaras misas bezdin, if there's misas involved in the iser. And finally also, lav she yish b'maisa, lav she, I think I said that already, and a lav she b'klalos as well. You only, lav de chasima, the lav of muzzling is only one iser. There's one aveira included in that. There's nothing else included in this iser muzzling. However you muzzle, but it's all muzzling. Masha'en kain, when it comes to a lav sheva klolos, many are included in it, for you don't get malchus. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam Lushitaso, he quotes that Gemara, but only says, you're going to get one malchus, which itself is a question. Does lav sheva klolos mean you don't get six malchus if you do all six of areas included, or you don't get any malchus? So at least here, the Kesef Mishnah says that in the Rambam, you would get one malchus. His name is Barlacha. Shezesh Amr over Bechamisha, Amnam Hu Im Svaraso, Shesover Shalokan Alav Sheva Klolos. This is going like the Shita of Abaya, but the Rambam passes like Rava, and therefore you're only going to get four malchus and not the five. He then, Kesef Mishnah says, it's a problem because in the Gemara proves that shita of lav sheva klolos that you do get malchus, and that goes like Abaya. How could the Rambam pass like Rava? So he says it must be that there's a mesorah, even though there's no other shita there in the Gemara. There must be a mesorah that the only times we pass like Abaya are by the six yalkagams. Right by the six, where the Gemara Bava Metzia and elsewhere says we pass like Abaya in six places, and other than that, we never pass like him, even if you don't find another opinion in the Gemara. And the Gemara in the Shach Levataria seems to go like Abaya, still we won't hold like him. V'ika Tana de Paragale, there must be some Tana out there. V'avagav de lo idkar ha'u Tana hacha b'Gemara, even though it's not in the Gemara. This is the sugya of lav sheva klolos. Just to mention one or two more points, maybe relating to lav sheva klolos, which has come up at various places in the past. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Sama Gimel, is really one of the main sources for lav sheva klolos. There it talks about the classic example given, and that is lo sochlu al hadam. The Gemara says that there are many aveiras included in lo sochlu al hadam, and you don't get malchus there for any of these. So this Gemara sounds like you don't get even one malchus. What is included? Minayin lo ochel min habehema kodem sheitza nafsha. Shalom Belosa say one is not allowed to eat from an animal before the animal is totally dead. Meaning, even after Shechita, I shechted the animal. The animal is flailing. There's still an Isser to eat from the animal. Tamalomar lo sochlu al hadam. One Avera, Dabar Acher, another Isser learned out. Lo sochlu al hadam, lo sochlu basar va'adayin dam b'mizra. One is not allowed to eat basar while the dam, before Zrikas Adam, the Kohanim. They can't jump the gun. This might have been part of the problem with the children of Eli. Rabbi Dosa Omer. Minayin she marvin al haruge bezdin. How do we know that you don't have a sudas havra'a? Somebody was killed by bezdin. His family doesn't have the special sudas havra'a afterwards. Lo soch lo ladam. Rabbi Akiva, another limud. Minayin l'sanhedrin shargu asanefesh in tomim klon kolos vayom. If bezdin ever put somebody to death, they fast that day. Lo soch lo ladam. Ashar leben sarer mora is learned out from Lo Sochlu Al Adam. All of these are included in this, and the Gemara says, it's a lav sheva klolos, so you don't get malchus. The Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Yud, adds on one more that's not mentioned here, and that is the issur of eating before davening. Lo Sochlu Al Adam, al tochlu lefnei she'atem mitzpalim al dimchem. Do not eat before you daven for your blood, for your life. This is the Gemara, lav sheva klolos. Ask Tosfos a simple question. We know you get malchus for issur malacha on yantif. On Shabbos, you get Misa. On Yontif, you get Malchus. Los Azakom Malacha. Why do you get Malchus? Isn't it a lav sheva klolos? That's Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara in Beit Zadok Yud Beis seems to say you get Malchus. Says you get Malchus for cooking on Yontif when it is not included in the Heter Ochel Nefesh. Let's say you're cooking a Gidon Hashem. So why is that a lav sheva klolos? So Tosfos gives one answer, and the Ramban in the Shrashim Shorash Tes gives another answer. The Tosfos here says, you know why it's not a problem? Because here, Dehasa Mefarish Tfei, Dechsiv Avoda, Demishtama Komalacha Shehi Avoda. It says, Komalacha is Avoda Losasu. So you're going to tell me what this malacha is included and that malacha isn't? Tosfos says it's like the Torah says fill in the blank. There's no malacha that's more pashup shot in the pasuk than any other malacha. What do you see from Tosis? Rav Shechtel quotes this in Eretz Tzvi from Rav Salvechik. Tosis is holding that a lav shebeklalos is where you have a pashup shot of the Isser, and then you have a lot of more limudim, a lot of other halachas that are learned out from this pasuk. So those are lav shebeklalos, because that's not the pashup shot. L'sochol adam, don't eat blood. That's what the pashup shot is. But you have all these others, so that's why those are called lav shebeklalos. But by losasu, so then all of the malachas are equal. It's as if the Torah says a general statement, fill in the blank. Anything that's called avoda, this is called avoda, and that's called avoda, and that's called avoda, that's not a lav shebeklalos. What's interesting from Tosfos also is that even if you want to say, and we're foreshadowing here in a second, even if you want to say that there are different shemos isser, every malacha and yanta maybe is a different shem isser. But still, it's not going to be a lav shebeklalos because each one could be called avoda. You just fill in the blank. That is Tosfos. The Ramban, and this Rashi is a very different answer. The Ramban says, you know why? By yantif, it is not a lav shebeklalos because it's all one shem isser. It's all the same idea. There are many ways, not 39 ways maybe, but less than that, but there are many ways to violate, but it's all one shem isser. Had there been different shemos isser, the Ramban is mashma, contrasting him to Tosfos, had there been different shemos isser, even if there would be a fill in the blank, even if one wouldn't be more pashup shah than another one, still we would say that is a lav shebeklalos. That's a very important machlokas, Tosfos and the Ramban, not only for what they say, but also for what they don't say. What they say is not a lav shebeklalos, and therefore what is a lav shebeklalos? Different shemos isser. Does that automatically make it a lav shebeklalos? That's what the Ramban seems to say. Or does he know? What makes it a lav shebeklalos is if it is not pshuto shel mikra in the pasuk. And that's what Tosfos seems to say. If you look in the Rishima Shirim, Rav Salvechik, writes in the end of Nedarim, Chelek Aleph, the Rav is quoted, Rabbi Rachman quotes the Rav in the back of page Kuf Tzadik Beis, where he quotes his father, the Rav quotes his father, Moshe, who suggests another idea. And that is, why isn't Nevela a lav shebeklalos? Moshe asks. After all, there's Nevela of different types of animals that is included in the Isser. So why isn't Nevela a lav shebeklalos? Nevela's behema, Nevela's oaf, Nevela's this. So Ramosha Salvechik explained that a lav shebeklalos means when there isn't a specific action that is prohibited. It's more of a general idea that is prohibited, and you can violate it in many ways. For example, lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. There are so many different ways to violate lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. That's what you could ask there, isn't that a lav shebeklalos? Or others, lo socho al adam. But when it comes to nevela, there's a specific Isser, this specific maisa that is prohibited. Eating this is ma'achalos asuros. And therefore, that's not a lav shebeklalos. Shalav shel nevela, ain't no lav shebeklalos. Shekin besu nevela, kaim maisa aveira gamur. Shu miyuchad umesuyam. Dainu maisa achilas nevela, v'lfikach lokin. And then, Rav Moshe Salvechik struggles and works very hard to explain how all of the Isurim listed in the Gemara Sanhedrin aren't really focused on a specific maisa aveira, but it's more focused on the gavra, more focused on a general idea. And that is, some of them are easier. Not eating on the day that they put somebody to death. What is that, machalos asuros? No! That's not a shkafic type of halacha. They shouldn't eat that day. Or there's no suda savra, might be a din of nihuge avelos. The asara of a ben sarer amore. All of these. Not eating an animal before it fully dies. You already did shchita. So it's already kosher. The Gemara even says this Tumas Ochlin already while it's being mefarkes, while it's flailing around. So all of these, Rav Moshe Salvechik explains, are not connected to a specific Maisa Aveir Mesuyam, and therefore that's the issue of a Lav Shebeklalos. That's three ideas. We had an idea in Tosfos, we had an idea in the Ramban, and we had an idea in Rav Moshe Salvechik. Good. Thought maybe we get another idea that we could talk about. This is a little Alderak Drush, but connecting a halachic discussion to Alderak Drush. This Isser that we're talking about is the Isser of being Maktir Emurin Balmum. We know, Haktaras Emurin, the Gemara says in Brachas Tfilas Kneged Avos Tiknum and Kneged Tmidim Tiknum. So we know Shachras Mincha and Mairiv is Kineged, the Tamach Al Shachat Tamach Shabbat Arbayim, and the Haktaras Emurin are Kineged Mairiv. So making mistakes in Tfilas Mairiv can be similar to being Maktir a Balmum a Murin Agabi HaMizbeach. It's a little poetic license here, but we have a chance to talk about it because we only have one mitzvah tefillah coming up much later, so we could talk a little bit here. So again, bayot and problems in Ma'ariv. Just as last night, right after Ma'ariv, somebody said, Hapore Sukkah Shalom instead of Shomer Moshe Alad. Usually you have the opposite. The opposite, as we say Shomer Moshe Alad on Shabbos. What if somebody says Hapore Sukkah Shalom during the week? So, b'di'evid, we say both are okay. One does not have to repeat the bracha if it is la'achar k'dei dibur. But there are other major issues that come up when it comes to Ma'ariv. First of all, is the time for Ma'ariv. We know the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachas, and Avchavav, when is the time for Ma'ariv? Skilos se'erev, ein la keva. Doesn't say, there's no set time. It's the only tefillah, it doesn't have a set time. Shachras is either till Chatzos or the fourth hour. Mincha is either till Erev, which is Parapash Shkia, or Plaga Mincha, and Ma'ariv ain't lo keva, feels Erev ain't lo keva. So when is the correct time for Ma'ariv? So the Gemara says there, well, it depends. It's when you can't daven Mincha or Shachris. If you can't daven Mincha, it's whenever the time for Mincha ends, that's when Ma'ariv starts. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Mincha is until Plaga Mincha, so you can daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. You might have to repeat Kriyashma, because that requires Laila. But that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to the Rabbanan, you can daven Mincha until Shkia, so you can daven Ma'ariv after that. The problem comes up, and this problem is already bothering the first daf of Bali Tosfos in Shas, that is, how is it that sometimes people daven what's called the Tarti de Sasri? They daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, like the Shita of the Rabbanan, and they daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. How can we have that Tarti de Sasri? It's one of the major problems of Ma'ariv, especially as we come to the summer months now. How is that done? So there's a line in the Rush, where the Rush says, Linyan Tefila Hekilu, which might mean, is it the Rabbanan Kimimeko? A little difficult to know exactly what the Rush means. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't do it. Shulchan Aruch says, you can't mix and match. He even says, maybe you can't mix and match on different days. Kol Shekein on the same day. Kol Shekein on the same day, you can't mix and match. So what are the defenses of the Tarta Desasri problem that comes up many times at early Minyanim in the summer, where many times Shul Stavit at 7 p.m., you know, how does one solve that problem and not daven betos? Isn't it like matir emure balmum agabi amizbeach? That's what Ma'ariv is. I'm davening at the wrong time. So sometimes the explanation given is like you have the plot of the Mogen Avram. We know there's a machlokas how to figure out Shos Manios every day. Do you go from sunrise to sunset? That's what the Vilna Gaon says, the Gra, or do you go from Amura Shachar all the way until Tezek Achavim, which is what the Magen Avram holds. So that's why the Vilna Gaon's Shos Kriyashma is always earlier, because he has shorter Shos Manios. But sometimes the Magen Avram's plug works out to help out the early Minyanim. The problem is that we never hold like any of the Magen Avram's Zmanim. Oh, punked on Friday night, we're going to hold like the Magen Avram's Zman. That's one suggestion given. The other suggestion given is like based on this Rush, leading Tefillah Hekilu. A third suggestion is the Lechem Mishnah in Ilchus Tefillah, who says maybe Tefillah Tarvis Rishus. And just like the Rambam says, there's no Chazaras Hashatz because of Tfilas Arvis Rishutz, and because when Ein Medakta Kin Bizmana is the Rambam's last chance here, too, you can do a Tarkat Asasri because of Tfilas Arvis Rishutz. Okay. The most creative suggestion is given by the Pre-Yislav, Rabbi Yislav Pettenberger, where he writes in a Tshuva in Chelik Beisim and Tess that what did we say about Ma'ariv before? Ein Lo Keva, there is no set time for Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is when you can't daven Shachris or Mincha. So says the Pre-Yitzchak, on a weekday night after you daven Mincha, let's say I daven Mincha at 5 o'clock. So at 6 o'clock, it's still the time for Mincha. Well, nothing changed. Just because I daven Mincha already, it's still the Zman Mincha. So on a weekday, there's a problem. But suggest the Pre-Yitzchak on Friday night, when most of the time people do it, right after daven Mincha and daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Right after I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, I can't daven Mincha anymore. So I can no longer daven Mincha. I can't daven Shachros yet. Boom, it's time for Ma'ariv. That's the Pre-Yitzchak's creative suggestion. How to solve the problem of Tarta Desasri at least on a Friday night. Umavur de Mishav Kibol Shabbat in a Yachal Olas Palo Mincha Shalchol. Levisa Nera Pashut. De Mishav Kibol Lav Shabbat in Bod Yom. Yachal Olas Palo Achor Katilas Amarvis Shal Shabbos. Afilo the Rabbanon. Viafte Bechol Tilas Arvis Hu Balaila. Haide Mishav Tilas Mincha De Erev. Avo Mishav Mekabel Shabbos. She Efshar Lo Olas Palo Mincha. Umishav Shekfar Aso Kodesh. Shuv Yuchal Olas Palo Arvis Tekef. Mishav Desman Tilas Arvis Hu Bishar She Nishlam Tilas Mincha. That is the Pre-Yitzchak using, by the way, the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Tfilas Arvis Ein Lekeva. I didn't quote the Vilna Gaon, but that's what he says. It's when you can't daven Shachris or Mincha. So that is one major issue about problems with Ma'ariv and if we're comparing it to being Maktir, a Muri Bali Mum, Agabe HaMizbeach, is the Zman. The other point, again, there's a lot more to talk about, I just wanted to mention these two points, but the second point is the issue of Hefsik. We know the Gemara says that we have to be Masmich Geula Litvila, even by Ma'irif. Maybe there's differences between Shachris and Ma'irif, but we try even by Ma'irif to be Masmich Geula Litvila. What meaning? Gol Yisrael Shmon Esrei. What about Hashkivenu? Hashkivenu is not a Hefsik. The Gemara says already it's a Geula Arichta. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachos because Hashkivenu was written the night B'nai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and that's why it's called the Geula Arichta. It was written B'zman HaGeula. The question is, though, we seem to have other Hefsekim. What about Baruch Hashem La'olam Omei V'Omim, which is in the Chutz La'aretz? So the Vilna Gaon says, don't say it. The Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to say it. So one has to say that's also not a Hefsek, because that's a summary of Shmona Esrei, and that's what they used to say when they were in the fields in order to be able to finish davening altogether. Okay, so there are explanations for that. But besides that, we have the Pesukim that we say on Friday and Yontif night. We have Hashem Rabbeinu Yisrael Shabbos, Ve'idaber Hashem. None of those are in the Shulchan Aruch. So how are we able to say it? So the Vilna Gaon says, if your minhag is like the Vilna Gaon, we don't say it. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't say it. The Torah at least quotes V'shamru, not the other ones, but V'shamru. So the Torah says V'shamru is also a Geula Arichta. Why? Because Ilu, B'nai Yisrael, Shamru, Shtei Shabbos, L'Mian Nigalin. V'shamru Yisrael has to do with Geula. So that's why V'shamru is okay. What about the others? What about Vayadaber? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the tour discusses, they say the Drisha, the Prisha, it's the Drisha. So how can we say Vayadaber Moshe? So the Drisha says maybe it's like the announcement. The Rashba says in a Tshuva that a Gabbai could announce, Yalo V'yavo! That's also not a Hefsek, but it's the Tzorech of the Tfila. So maybe here too, this is like an announcement, it's like the Tzorech of the Tfila. That's what the Drisha says there in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Reis Samaches to defend it. So that's Vayedaber. So I guess you have to say the same thing for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but there are other ideas as well. The Levush has a beautiful idea. What about that's Vayedaber, Vayedaber is announcement, or says Levush, Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, maybe it's relating to the Geula Arichta. Me'ena Geulas, Geula Arichta, Vayomahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. The Shofar reminds us of the Geula Hasida. What about Yom Kippur? The Levush, let me backtrack for a second. The Levush says, I think that there's no problem with Vayedaber on Yontif, Vayedaber Moshe, because those are all Zeichot Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Zeichot to Geula. That's why he has to go into, that's why the Levush has to go into, why is it not a problem by Rosh Hashanah? Because that reminds us of the Geula. What about Yom Kippur? So he says, that's Geulas HaNefesh. And therefore, that is the greatest Geula in the world, and that's why there's no problem with speaking of Geula Tefila. Okay, these are just two little issues relating to mistakes or Ta'oyos by Ma'ariv, which has to do with Hakdaras Bali Mumen Agami Mizbeach Tefilas Arvis. Lagabi Mizbeach Tefilas Keneged Temidim Tiknam. Okay, we'll stop here, but we'll continue next time into the 290s with the Isser of Sirus.